ओम सदा शिव समारंभां व्यास शंकर मध्यमां अस्मदाचार्य पर्यंतां विद्विषावहै ओम शांति 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 ही ओके नाउ आई फॉरगेट एवरी डे वी हैव सपोज्ड टू रिसाइट द फर्स्ट थ्री बेनेडिक्टरी वर्सेस Then we'll enter into the text. Remember those verses I taught you once, one day. Isma jatam jagat sarvam yasminneva praliyate yenedam dharyate chaiva tasmai jnanatmane namaha yairime guru bhivpuram पदवाक्य प्रमाणतः व्याख्याता सर्ववेदान्ताः तान्नित्यं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम् तैत्तिरीयकसारस्य मयाचार्य प्रसादतः विस्पष्टार्थरुचीनां हि व्याख्येयं संप्रणीयते यस्टर्डे वी हैव सीन The two different views of poor, first Shankara Bhagavatpada made it very clear. Samsara, I'm repeating, okay? What is the essence we understood from his commentary? Few lines. Samsaraha, the life of births and deaths. The beginning is endless cycle of births and deaths. And the experience of pairs of opposites between the birth and death in terms of samsaraha is always fraught with fear and anxiety, will be unavoidable. It cannot be escaped at all. There's no way of escaping samsaraha. Samsara will be there as long as we have karma phalani in our accounts. We have the results of actions in terms of Sanchita Karmani are there. Sanchita Karmani will be there continuously. It will never completely become or it get over at all. Because always Sanchita Karma, a portion of Sanchitam is exhausted as Parabdha Karma Phalam. And while exhausting the Parabdha Karma Phalam, again in the present life, we have choicelessly, we have to perform actions. And the results of the actions performed in the present life, which are inevitably performed, and those results, even if it is punyam, will get accumulated as the agami karma phalam. Agami karma will always be there when you live the present life. Agami karma will join the sanchitam, therefore sanchitam will be an ever endless karma phalani. So the portion of Sanchitam will be exhausted as part of the karma phalam. So how long will this karma phalani be there in our account? How long should we be exhausting this? So as long as karma phalams are there, we will be born choicelessly. Samsara is inevitable. And the karma phalani will be there as long as we perform the karmas. And the karmas, performance of karmas is inevitable, unavoidable. The maximum we can avoid the prohibited actions. The maximum we can avoid the kama karmani, which some of them we can avoid. But nitya nimittika karmani we have to perform. Kama karmani also we have to perform. It's impossible for us to remain without performing any actions. So karmani will be there. So karma phala, birth, rebirth will be there as long as results are there. Results of actions will be there as long as karmani are performed. Karmani have to be performed choicelessly because diseases, actions are not just that cultivated actions, not because actions are not just because we over which we don't have say completely. We have say over certain kamya karmani, some karmani, that's all. We can either choose to do, we can choose to refrain from some of them, not everything. But because, why we cannot stop actions? Because actions are prompted by naturally arising desires. Desires only prompt the actions. Pravartayanti. Kamaha karmani pravartayanti. Desires prompt the actions. So desires, as long as desires are there, actions cannot be avoided. As long as actions are performed, results will be there. As long as results will be there, they have to be exhausted. For the purpose of exhausting, the samsara will be continuing. So, paramparaya. Paramparaya means what? Indirectly. This desire becomes the cause of samsara. The karma phalam becomes the immediate cause. At the same time, even the desire also does not exist by itself. Desire is caused by, desire itself is a phenomenon, inexplicable subtle phenomenon, which comes into existence purely because of this incompleteness, insufficiency, inadequacy. What is this inadequacy? What is this insufficiency? It is actually the notion caused problem. Insufficiency, inadequacy is actually a notion caused problem. Notion caused problem means what? There is always continuously, beginninglessly, there's always naturally this notion entertained on the part of every individual. There's a notion that I am inadequate, I am insufficient, I am all the notions, especially I'm incomplete. The sense of insufficiency, insecurity, inadequacy centered on I is naturally there. We cannot give up these notions. We are not holding on to these notions. These notions are tightly holding on to us. It is these notions Shastram has thoroughly analyzed. What is this phenomenon called desire? Where does it arise? How does it arise? Why does it arise? Why the phenomenon called desire exists at all? Why it is very natural? The cause is this notion. The notion caused problem. Sense of inadequacy. Incompleteness. Oru tripti inmai. Apurnatvam. Mulmai inmai. Apurnatvam is the cause of this desire. And apurnata is not again our creation. It's a natural notion centered on I. And apurnata is purely because of the superimposition of limitations of the body, mind, sense complex upon the self, the actual truth of I. Actually, the meaning of the word I is formless reality implied by the term Atma. Unfortunately, anything other than Atma is Anatma. So the limitations of Anatma in terms of body, mind, sense complex are superimposed, not that we want to superimpose. That is also natural superimposition. Natural, that's why it is called, it is akasmat upa adhyasaha. Akasmat adhyaropaha. Akasmat adhyaropaha means what? Not that our will is not involved, our desire is not involved, our intention is not involved. Helplessly, choicelessly, we superimpose. There is superimposition of the problems, the attributes, the limitations pertaining to the body, mind, sense complex are superimposed upon the Atma. It's called Anatmanaha Atmani Aropanam. Anatmanaha Vishayaha Gunaha Atmani Aropyante. So the attributes of Anatma are superimposed upon the Atma. It is also akasmat, which means non-deliberate, unintentional, choiceless, natural thing. Because we do not know. We are doing it. And why this superimposition is happening? Because there is the very anatma is mistaken to be the meaning of the word I. Even though meaning of the word I is abstract, formless reality, consciousness implied by the term Atma, unfortunately, the gross and subtle matter obtaining in the form of body, mind, sense, complex is taken to be the meaning of the word I. There's a replacement of the substance. The substance of I is ignorantly replaced by the non-substantial anatma matter. This word body mind is complex is mistaken to be the meaning of the word I. And this is what is said to be adhyasaha. So adhyaropaha and adhyasaha, very close. So there's a erroneously we perceive the self. And this, as long as this error is there, so long will there be wrong notions about the self. And as a result of which there is insufficiency, inadequacy centered on I, and because of which this error originates. Prabhuji, you have to understand here, okay? Why this error comes? It is purely because of sense of inadequacy centered on I. And the inadequacy centered on I, again, is not real problem. It's a notion caused problem. And the notion is because of the superimposition of limitations of anatma upon the atma. And the superimposition of dhyaropaha is because of adhyasaha. Because we mistake the anatma for the atma. In the place of atma, we place the anatma is placed in the place of atma. Therefore, we see the I means body sometimes, I means mind sometimes, I means prana sometimes, I means, you know, mental condition, I means intellect, I means powers. So, all these different subtle and gross aspects are taken to be the meaning of the word I in different contexts. Complete confusion. And why? Why is it happening? Is intentional? No. Again, there's no evil involved. No intention is involved. It is helplessness. Helplessly, choicelessly, anatma is mistaken to be the atma. Because of the root problem of ignorance. We do not know exactly what atma is. We do not know exactly the content of what the content of I is. We do not know exactly what the meaning of the word I. Of course, when people speak something, if we do not, suppose the person who speaks his or her words are not very clear, or the meanings of the words are not clear also, the words remain as words. We do not know the meaning. But here, naturally, we do not know the meaning of the word I. If we say the word is wave, you are very clear the meaning of the word wave is water. Even though there is a form, the word denotes a form, but still actually what is denoted by the word wave is the form which is nothing but water, form of the water. The word wave denotes the form of actually the water. Actually, water is the meaning of the word wave, not just the form. Similarly, the meaning of the word I, which is expressed, is a word, unexpressed is a thought, I cognition. And what is the meaning of this? We do not know. And we do not know, which is said to be Atma Ajnanam, self-ignorance, ignorance of one's own essential nature, one's own self. And this root, as long as this Atma Ajnanam is there, so long will there be helplessly identity with the body, mind, sense complex. And so long will there be wrong notions about the self entertained in terms of I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. And so long will there be sense of inadequacy centered on I. So long will there be desires. So long will there be actions prompted by the desires. So long will be actions will be followed by the results. So long will there be results had to be exhausted. So long will there be samsaraha. This is how ajnanam samsara karanam. Ever Shankaracharya says, what is that which can remove the ajnanam? Will karma remove the ajnanam? Will the performance of a ritual, singing bhajan, or in even the mental activity called sanya, meditation? Which action can remove ignorance? Result of which action can remove ignorance? Now you can see beautifully how clearly karma is the grandbaby of ajnanam. How can grandbaby destroy the ignorance? In fact, the ignorance need not be, cannot be destroyed. Ignorance also has to be understood. What is this ignorance? In fact, in the wake of the knowledge of the self, in discovering you need not be attained. The meaning of the word I need not be cannot be attained. The very proof the I exists, this because there's a meaning. Therefore, it need not be attained. It only has to be known, which means it has to be discovered. And this discovery, what is to be discovered, happens to be I, not anything other than I. Therefore, Shastram repeats, the meaning of the word I has to be discovered means I has to be discovered. Therefore, I is always the knower of this. And this is an object of knowledge. Therefore, I should not be searched. The meaning of the word I cannot be, should not be searched as an object of knowledge. The meaning of the word I should be arrived at as the truth of the I. And for which Shastram is the Pramanam. And we have to use the Shastra teaching. The Shastra teaching unfolded by the teacher will help us distinguish the I, the knower, from the known Anatma. And thereby help us arrive at the Swarupam of I. And in the wake of the knowledge, in the wake of the discovery of the truth of I, ignorance will resolve. Ignorance is not destroyed. Ignorance will resolve. So resolution of ignorance in the wake of the knowledge of the truth, in the light of which all the ignorance caused problems also will be simultaneously resolved, then freedom also is not attained. Freedom also is discovered as one's own self. That is why praptasya praptihi moksha. Therefore, hey Karma Kandin, please keep quiet, stay away, let me write my Bhashyam. Why? Jnanam is the only means of moksha. Then he is taught, for that one very powerful, strong statement, he said, Idanim. I want to remember this Sutra Bhuta Vakyam. Always you have to remember, memorize the sentence. Idanim karma upadana hetu pariharaya brahma vidya prastuyate. Now it is started, knowledge of reality started now, begun now, for the sake of eliminating the cause in terms of desire, cause of action in terms of desire, through the resolution of ignorance. Made very clear. And for which he also quoted sentences from Taittiriya Upanishad itself. Avidya nivruttau smatmani avasthanam paraprapthihi. I want to memorize these sentences. You can underline or you can take and write. What is paraprapthihi? Beautifully Shankaracharya gives. Avidya nivruttau swatmani avasthanam paraprapthihi. Attainment of the infinite end is nothing but abundance in one's own self, in having resolve in the wake of the knowledge when ignorance is resolved. And even after he has established, only then Karma Kandi, you are simply telling me to go away. I have my own view of moksha. Shankaracharya patiently listens. Okay, tell me, what is your concept of moksha? Tell me, let me listen. I have made very clear. What is your concept? Let me show the fallacy in your, prove your problems. He says, Swatmani avasthanam moksha. Swatmani avasthanam mokshaha. I also accept. What is swatmani avasthanam? Abidance in oneself. Not assuming a body. Without having a body. Without being born again is abidance in oneself. Which is moksha. That's fine. But not to be born again, we should not have karma palam. Not to have karma palam, we exhaust the power of the karma palani in this life, and in this life we will not accumulate punyam or papam, for which we have this karma plan. We will not perform patishiddha karmani, so no papam. We will not perform karma karmani, no punyam. We will perform nityavithi karmani, so no papam. So we can escape. And yesterday I told the answer. What was the answer? It is impossible to remain without performing karma karmani. Desire prompted actions. Why? Because desire prompted actions are prompted by desires, and desires are not in our control. Desires are caused by incomplete apurnata. Apurnata is caused by adhyaropa adhyasa. But this is because of ajnanam. So as long as ajnanam is there, you cannot resolve the ignorance. So long will there be karma karmani, unavoidable, or karma will be continuing. He gave the answer. And we also saw another Purpakshi's answer. They both of them are in one of the same view, that karma is enough for attainment of mokshaha. But they differ in their view. They also fight between each other. Where they are of the different view in terms of moksha. For him, moksha is not even swatmani avasthanam. For him, moksha is what? Perform specific rituals. Earn special punyam. Go to heaven with the punyam. And remain, enjoy heavenly pleasure. Which is moksha. That Therefore, karma is enough for the attainment of moksha. Jnanam is not required, which we saw yesterday. Nitniratishayaha pritehe swarga shabdavachayaha karma hetutvatu karma bhyayeva moksha iti. Okay. And we will also Shankaracharya's answer for the first doubt. Page number 27, first is na. Na is what? No? Na is no. Karma anekatvat. Why? Why moksha cannot be, why moksha cannot be accomplished through karma? You know the reasons. Not only that, non-performance of karma anekatvat means we have anarabdha karma palani. Anarabdha karma palani, the unexhausted results of actions accumulated in many other janmas which are not yet ready for fructification. They are so many because aneka janmantara kritani. And then, if at all, so they are still there, they have to be exhausted. For exhausting sanchita karma is going to come in the form of prarabdha again and again and again, we have to be born. No way of avoiding the physical body. Second thing, it is impossible to stop the karma, disease. So disease-based actions cannot be stopped. The two reasons he gave. We saw that in 20th page number 28. Then 20, now 30th. In 30th also he gives the reason, ataha. Ataha means what? Therefore. Whenever you want to give the, conclude your view, you have to say what? Therefore. You give many reasons. What are the reasons for not being able to resolve all the diseases in one life? All the diseases, first of all. Disease cannot be resolved because disease, the karma, birth, rebirth cannot be avoided because unexhausted results will be there. Unexhausted results are there because results are always there because actions are performed. Actions cannot be given up because disease-based actions are all, will always be there. Because diseases are natural, diseases are caused by incompleteness, caused by ignorance. Therefore, non-performance of actions, disease-based actions is not possible. Therefore, moksha is not accomplishable through karma, reason number one. Second reason, anarabdha karma palani are many. And if at all we can exhaust, we can only avoid, if at all we say hypothetically, we accept Karma Kandi's view that everything, this janma we can avoid eliminating punya papam, this janma also, even though we don't agree, if you agree also, we need to remember that anarabdha karma palani are so many. And they are not, they will come in the place of next set of parabdha, next set of parabdha, they'll be coming. Therefore, tataha, therefore, he says, teshu anarabdha palanam. Anarabdha palanam ekasminneva janmani upabhogena kshaya asambhavaha asambhavat. What he says, asambhavaha means it is not possible, impossible. Nadibaradu asambhavaha, it is not possible. What is not possible? It is impossible to kshaya. Kshaya means what? Destruction. It is impossible to exhaust. There is impossibility of exhaustion of all the sanchita karmani. In one life itself, ekasvinneva janmani. It is impossible to exhaust and eliminate all the anarabdha karma palanchita karmani in one life itself. Ekasmin eva janmani. In one life itself. அனாரப்த பலானாம் சஞ்சித கர்ம பலானாம் உபயோகே உபபோகேன உபபோகேன மீன் வாட் பை என்ஜாயிங் பை கோயிங் த்ரூ by going through, by enjoying, by experiencing all the sanchita karma palani in one life itself, exhausting them totally in one life itself is not possible. Sesha karma nimitta sharira aramba upapattihi. Therefore, there is always shariram will be there. Avoiding the body is not possible. Body will definitely be there. For what? For the sharira aramba upapatti. He means there's a possibility of having, assuming another body, nimitta, for the sake of exhaustion of, for the sake of exhausting the remaining sanchita karma phalani. It is, there's a possible, means definitely it is impossible to remain without assuming a body. Body has to be assumed. Body will be assumed. Body will be arranged by Bhagavan in the form of law and order. Exactly in keeping with the punya papams one has. The male body or a female body, a manushya body or a donkey body, monkey body, any body, some body in keeping with the punya papa account in our sanchita karma. Body will be definitely there. Why? To exhaust the remaining sanchita karmani. Therefore, freedom from bondage of karma is possible only through jnanam. Karma plan will not work. Sesha karma nimittam. In what now? Sesha karma nimitta sharira arambha upapattihi. சேஷ கர்ம நிமித்த ஷரீர ஆரம்ப உபபத்திஹி மீன் சேஷ கர்மா மீன்ஸ் ரிமைனிங் சஞ்சித கர்மா ஆர் அனாரப்த கர்ம பலானி. சோ நிமித்தம் ஃபார் தி சேக் ஆஃப் எக்ஸாஸ்டிங் தோஸ் அனாரப்த கர்ம பலானி டெஃபினெட்லி அட்டைன்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் பாடி இஸ் டெனபிள் பாசிபிள். It is inevitable. Is it clear? So first Purapakshi's answer has been, or doubt has been clarified. Now page number 31. Karma sesha sadbhava siddhischa tadya iha ramaniya charanaha tataha seshena ityadi Shruti Smriti Shatebhyaha. Okay, now in page number 30, see, in page 27, Na Karma Anekatvat onwards, 28 and 30. The 30, Shankaracharya finishes his answer for the first Purapakshi's doubt. Now, second Purapakshi's argument is going to be negated from page number 31. And it means that the sentence. So what he says, we have to, before he goes, I have to tell you. He finished answer. No, even in page number 31, Shankar Bhagavatpada, in support of his argument, in support of his vision, what is that? All the results of actions cannot be exhausted in one janma itself, for which one needs to be born again and again, assuming new different bodies. That is his contention, and for which he presents this Shruti in support. It's called Shruti Pramanam. Always quoting a Shruti statement is called what? What is the, he may ask, what is this? You are simply telling or what? No, I am not saying. Veda Shastram itself tells. Always Shankara Bhagavatpada quotes from Shruti in support of his argument. What does he say? Karma sesha sadbhava siddhihi cha. Karma sesha sadbhava siddhihi means, karma sesha means the remaining unexhausted sanchita karma phalani, unexhausted results of actions of the previous lives, which are not yet ready for fructification, but which have to be exhausted later on. They are said to be karma sesha. And sadbhava siddhi means what? Always they'll be there. This God, doubtlessly there will be very well known, that is, always there'll be unexhausted results of actions of the previous lives, Indhima Sanchita Karma, Anarabdha Karma Palani, that all the Upanishads reveal that fact, and for which he quotes a line from Chandogya Upanishad. Tad ya iha ramaniya charanaha. One quotation. It's called Shruti quotation. Then he quotes from Smriti. Tataha seshena. Which is Apastamba Sutram. Apastamba Dharma Sutram. Then, one was Gautama Smriti. Ityadi Shruti Smriti Shruti Satevyaha. There are hundreds of Shruti statements, hundreds of Smriti statements, which all uniformly reveal this fact that all the results of all the actions accumulated, unexhausted, accumulated as anarabdha karma palani, cannot be exhausted in one life itself. And that is why he quotes one sentence. Tadya iha ramaniya charanaha. See, ramaniya charanaha means people of right conduct. Ramaniya means enjoyable, pleasant. Ramaniya charanaha means people of right actions. Highly righteous, dharmic people, and who have earned punyam by their righteous actions, appropriate actions, and also by performing rituals or by practicing meditation, etc. People of clean life are known as Ramaniya Charanaha. Those people, with their punyam, they're always said to be going to higher lokas. Because of their punya karma, punya palam they have earned as a result of right actions or good actions. And even they, after going there, having exhausted the punyam, even people, ramaniya charanaha, people of very noble cause, noble activities, and who go to higher lokas, even those people, after exhausting their punyam, and they have to be born, come back and born again here. That is a statement in Chandogya Upanishad. What does it mean? They are people of highly noble activities. So they earn a lot of punyam. They go to Swarga, enjoy the punya phalam. But how long? As long as they have punyam, they can enjoy the punyam, have pleasures, heavenly pleasures. When the punyam gets exhausted, and to exhaust the next set of prarabdha karma phalam, they have to be born again here in this world as human beings. Or if they have any very bad prarabdha, they may have to assume another animal bodies. You know, when there is no moksha for them also. Why? They are still ajnanis, people of highly, highly noble activities, but still they are ajnanis. Therefore, they can only exhaust the punya karma phalam. Even their karmas are not exhausted totally in one life. They have to come back here to exhaust the punya phalani, rest of the karma phalani, punyam or papam, whatever they have in their account, they have to come back, which means even their sanchita karmani are always there. It's another big proof. And afterwards, he quotes another statement from Tataha Seshena. Only one small sentence. I can give a complete sentence later on. Tataha Seshena is a Gautama Smriti statement, which also says Tataha thereafter. Seshana, Seshena, that word, those words come in the context of karma. Seshena karmana, which means what now? Sesha karmana means because of the remaining unexhausted accumulated results of actions of the previous lives, people had to be born again. So this is Smriti example, Shruti example, Shankara gives just to prove, just to, in support of his argument. Okay. Now he has answered the doubt of the Purvimamsaka's first question. Is it clear now? We are still dealing with the Purvimamsaka number one only. Okay. Then afterwards, the same Purvimamsaka, who, the number one person, who says, you know, Swatmani Avastana Moksha, that person, now he understands he is losing his argument. So he comes with the different, slightly changed proposition. See, it is very difficult for the loser to accept his loss, that he is losing. So still he doesn't want to leave it. Let me try, you know, anyway I'm going to lose, let me try, let me not go that soon. He comes with a different proposition. Changed proposition. What does it mean? Still he is holding on to the view. Is it definitely necessary? Jnanam is important. No. I think karma itself is enough for attaining moksha. But we can change the karma plan. What is a different proposition? Okay. In page number 32, the first line is a different proposition of the Purvimamsaka number one. Got it? Are you all with me? Okay. So Purvimamsaka number one comes with a different view. Not different view, it is slightly changed view. Ishta anishta phalanam arabdhanam. Ishta anishta phalanam arabdhanam kshayarthani nityani. There's a printing mistake. It must be anarabdhanam. Ishta anishta phala. Palanam anarabdhanam. It's wrong. Anarabdhanam it must be. This arabdhanam is there. Ishta anishta palanam anarabdhanam. Have you noticed the mistake there? Arabdhanam is there. You must make it anarabdhanam. Ishta anishta palanam anarabdhanam. Kshayarthani nityani iti chet. Now he says, the chet means if. Okay, if I say this, how is it? That's what he says, means. Yeah, chet means if. What he says, see, nitya naimittika karma, listen to me carefully. Nitya naimittika karmani performed will help us prevent the pratyavaya papam. That's okay. Now he says, Nityanaimittika karmani will produce punyam. It is his own word, okay? Originally he was telling, Purvimamsaka's contention is, performance of Nityanaimittika karmani will not produce any punyam, but it will help us avoid the pratyavaya papam. That is the original contention. Now he changes his contention. He himself contradicts. What does he say now? Okay, nitya nivrittika karmani, if you perform, not only it will remove the patyavaya papam, it will also produce punyam. First, his contention was what? Nitya naimittika karmani, performance of nitya naimittika karmani will only help us avoid the pratyavaya papam, dosham. But he did not say that it will produce punyam. Now he changes, he contradicts. Now he says, nitya naimittika karmani will remove the patyavaya papam. At the same time, it also produces punyam. And that punyam will help me neutralize the sanchita karmani. Got it? He says, if I perform nitya naimittika karmani properly, and that karma will produce punyam, performance of nitya naimittika karmani in the form of panchamahayagyas, etc., will help me accumulate punyam. And this punyam will help me neutralize the all sanchita punya papani. So, punya papani of the past will be neutralized by my present punyam earned through nityamittika karmani. So, I will not have nityamittika karmani. Therefore, I can become free from bondage of karma. Got it? So, he says, ishta anishta phalanam anarabdhanam kshayarthani nityani. Nitya naimittika karmani can contribute for neutralizing the sanchita punya papani, anarabdha punya papani. How to say ishtam means punyam, anishtam means ishtapalam punyapalam, anishtam means papam. So ishta anishta palanam anarabdhanam nityani kshayarthani. So nitya naimittika karmani can contribute for neutralizing the sanchita karma palani, anardha karma palani in the form of punyam and papam, which are not yet ready for fructification. Now, Shankaracharya gives an answer. What is the answer? No. Why? Akarane pratyavaya shravanat. He says, you contradict your own statement. Originally, in karma kant, in karpur mimamsakaha, always are of the view, nitya naimittika karmani cannot produce punyam. They only remove the pratyavaya papam. If you perform nitya naimittika karmani, they will eliminate the papam in terms of pratyavaya doshaha, but they do not produce any punyam. That is what first you were telling. Now you are saying newly what? They will produce punyam, and that punyam will remove the sanchita karma phalani. You say that. It is first one mistake. Then he says, okay, Shankaracharya says that I do not agree with your view that presently earned punyam through the performance of nitya naimittika karmani can neutralize the old sanchita punya papani. That I do not agree with you. It is not possible. But still, even hypothetically, as if at all I agree with you, agree what you say, still there is a problem. He wants to show the problem. See, nitya akarana nimittasya pratyavayasya asukarupasya agaminaha pariharartani nityani iti abhyupagamat na anarabdha pala karma kshayarthani. Okay, what he says, line, nitya akarana nimittasya pratyavayasya Asukarupasya. I'm breaking each reading so you can make out. Nitya akarana nimittasya pratyavayasya asukarupasya agaminaha pariharartani nityani iti abhyupagamat na anarabdha palakarma kshayartani. So in this line, what does Shankaracharya say? Let me tell you. Are you all tired of listening? Are you listening to me?
Swamini, I think there is a misprint somewhere. After pratyavayasya, dukkha rupasya gaminaha.
No, asukha rupasya. Correct. Dukkha rupasya, otherwise asukha rupasya. Both mean the same. Two different versions. Asukha rupasya. Correct.
Okay.
Asukham is equal to dukkham.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Let me tell you what Shankaracharya says in these lines. Okay. What he says. See, nitya naimit, what is the purpose of performing nitya naimittika karmani? Nitya naimittika karmani performed will remove the pratyavaya doshaha. And this pratyavaya dosha is what will bring pain. And it is only, therefore, pratyavaya, it will only, if you perform nityamittika karmani, it will help you avoid the pain, dukkham, in the form of pratyavaya dosha, which is going to be an agami karma phalam. So present, in this present life, if you perform nityamittika karmani, it will help us only avoid the agami dukkham. The performance of nitya naimittika karmani in this present life will help us avoid the dukkham, agami dukkham, which is going to be brought about by pratyavaya papam. Okay, that is what it do. Agami dukkham, agami asukham can be avoided by performing nityamiti karmani in this present life. That is what is it for. The present life, the present nityamiti karmani will not, the phalam of the result of performance of nitya naimittika karmani in this present life will not, cannot remove the old punya papams in terms of sanchita karma phalani. Is it clear? Very clear understanding. I am born in this life. I am living this life, clean life. I perform my regular duties. I perform panchamaha, follow panchamaha yajnas. I live a clean life of nitya nimittika karmani. I perform means perfect. Which means you avoid the agami papam, agami asukham dukkham, the future dukkham which is going to be brought about by pratyavaya dosha, you can avoid. That is good, but it cannot remove the old sanchita punya papani. It cannot neutralize. Is it clear? Shankaracharya says in this line. Okay. 1 minute and another. In page number 33, Shankaracharya, in the page number 32, in his sentence, he made it very clear. What is that performance of nitya naimittika karmani, what they can do? If we perform nitya naimittika karmani carefully, thoughtfully, prudently in this life, they can only prevent us from accumulating the pratyavaya dosha, so that we can avoid the agami dukkham. It cannot remove the old sanchita punya papani. First he said in the 30, page number 32. Now in page number 33, what does he say? Listen to me. He again points out the error. This is called hypothesis. What is that? Even though Shankaracharya does not agree with the Purapakshi's view, as though he is agreeing, he is saying, if at all I agree your point, it is not possible, but still, if at all I agree, as you say, that the punyam earned as a result of performing nityanivrittika karmani in this life, that punyam can remove only the papam of the past life. If at all, okay, the present punyam will not remove the past papam or past punyam. If at all I agree with you, hypothetically, the present punyam earned through the performance of nityamittika karmani can remove the past papam. The present punyam cannot remove the past punyam. Got it? Why? Punyam and punyam are not opposed to each other. And for the sake of punyam, you have to be born again. So, avoiding the birth is not possible. I wish you're all with me. So it is very, Shankaracharya does not accept. It is not accepted at all. The punyam earned in this present life as a result of the performance of nitya naimittika karmani in this life cannot remove sanchita punya papani. It can only help us avoid the agami papam in the form of pratyavaya dosha. But if at all he says, I agree with you, even the present punyam earned in this life can remove only the past janmas papam, it can utilize, definitely not the punyam. Punyam and punyam are not opposed to each other. Therefore, even to exhaust the punya palam, sanchita punya palam, still birth is unavoidable. Samsara will continue. There's no moksha. Is it clear? That is what he says in the page number 33. Yadi nama anarabdha phala karmakshayarthani nityani tathapi ashuddhameva kshapayeyuhu. Ashuddham means what? This is a hypothetical exposition of Shankaracharya. Yadi nama, okay, if at all, even, okay, if anarabdha karma phala kshayarthani nityani, if at all you say the present punyam earned as a result of performing nityamittika karmani will remove the past sanchita karma, punya papam, he says, tathapi, ashuddham eva kshapayeyuhu. Ashuddha karma, papam alone, ashuddha means papam. It can only remove the papam. Na shuddham will not remove the punyam. Present punyam will not destroy, neutralize the old punyam. Present punyam, if at all possible, can remove, neutralize the old papam, not the old punyam. Shuddham, ashuddham eva kshapayeyuhu. They may neutralize, the present punyam may neutralize the old papam, ashuddham. Na shuddham. It will not utilize the shuddham karma, punya karma. Why? Virodha abhavat. Because punyam and punyam are not opposed to each other. And now he converts. Nahi. Page number 34. 34 I'm reading now. Nahi. Ishta palasya karmanaha. Shuddharupatvat nityaihi virodha upapadyate. Shuddha ashuddhayohohi virodha yuktaha. He says, the punyam, ishtapala means punyam. Punya karma can only produce punyam, and that punyam shuddha rupatvam, it is punyam, and that punyam is not opposed to punyam of the nitya karma, earned as a result of the nitya karma. Therefore, shuddha ashuddha yoho hi virodaha. Always punyam and papam are opposed to each other. Shuddha ashuddha yoho means punya papa yoho virodaha yuktaha. It is appropriate to say that punyam and papam are opposed to each other. Shuddham and ashuddham are opposed to each other. Whereas shuddham cannot oppose the shuddham. Shuddham can be oppose the ashuddham. Punyam can utilize the papam. Punyam cannot utilize the punyam, because they are not opposed to each other. The same point he again emphasizes in this page number 34 also. So what is the parma, for final conclusion? Therefore, nacha karma hetu nam kamanam jnana abhave nivrittihi na nivrittya sambhavat asesha karmakshaya upapattihi. Finally, he concludes. What does he say? Nacha karma hetu nam kamanam jnana abhave nivritya sambhavat asesha karmakshaya upapattihi. Finally, he says, it is impossible to neutralize all the old punya papams. Asesha karma means all the remaining unexhausted results of the actions of the past, which are not yet ready for fructification, which are in the form of sanchitam karma, anaradham karma palam, those karmas, it is impossible to resolve sanchita karma palam totally. Why? As long as ignorance is there. Jnana abhave, as long as knowledge is not there, as long as ignorance is there, there will be desires. And as long as desires are there, which is a karma hetu, and the desires, and as long as diseases are there, and it is impossible to exhaust the, to neutralize the sanchita karma palani, it is not possible at all. Totally exhausting all the karma palani is not possible as long as ignorance is there, root cause of the desire which causes the actions. Now, in page number 36, he gives the reason. Who has disease? Anatma vidaha hi kamaha. Now, carefully, the word kamaha, desire, is taken for discussion now. Desire. Discussion on desire. Look at this. Anatma vidaha hi kamaha. Desire is always of the person who is ignorant of the self. Anatma vid. Ajnanam and desire will always go together. So all the human beings are born ignorant naturally. Therefore, there is no one who is exception, who is free from the hold of disease. Where ajnanam is, whoever is born is ignorant. And wherever there is ignorance, diseases are very natural. anatma vidaha kamaha. Now, na atma vidaha. The reason he says, the person who knows the atma, for him, desire is not possible. Again, assumed here. And the question I haven't yet told you. What is the question? The question is possible. Isn't desire for moksha a desire? Desire for moksha is desire or not? So as long as desire for moksha also you fulfill. See, this is Karma Kandi's question, okay? Desire for knowledge is also desire. Any desire you say binds. Desire will make prompt an action. Action produce the result. And result will bind. Result has to be exhausted, for which you have to be born again. So, what about the desire for knowledge? Isn't it a desire, binding desire? That is his question. That question is assumed here. Assuming the question on the part of a Karma Kandi, Shankaracharya gives an answer here. What is the answer? Anatma vidaha hi kamaha. When the ignorant person's desire for any objects is a desire, and which will prompt him to do an action. Fulfillment of one desire will result in rising of a new desire, or isn't it? There will always be desires. Whereas, na atma vidaha, whereas for the person who knows the atma, whose desire is for the knowledge of the self, the desire is not for an object. Desire for knowledge is a desire for not an object. Whereas desire for anything else other than the Atma is desire for an object. So, pala vishayatvat. What is the result of knowledge? So, desire for knowledge will bless him with the knowledge, and once he attains the knowledge, and then what? That knowledge itself is freedom. Second thing, that knowledge, as a result of knowing, there is no gain. He does not gain. He only knows this Swarupam. Which means, the palam is what? Object of fulfillment of the desire for knowledge is not an object which is to be gained newly. But object of the desire for knowledge is, happens to be one's own self. It's not something gained, which will not be lost. It will be there permanently. Got the point? Listen to me carefully. I'm going to stop here. You're all tired of listening now. See, desire for knowledge. The desire for knowledge is fulfilled. Desire for knowledge will prompt him to involve himself in the act of studying the Shastram. And the study of the Shastram in terms of Shravanam, Mananam, Nidhyasanam. And which will bless him with what? The desire for knowledge will bless him with the knowledge, the fulfillment of the desire for knowledge will bless him with the knowledge of the object. The object happens to be his own self. It will not be lost. Therefore, that will put an end to the very desire. Whereas desire for anything else other than the self happens to be other than one's own self, the desires will continue to be there. Therefore, sva atmani na kama anupapattihi. Desire for self-knowledge, desire for self is not binding desire. Why? Nitya praptatvat. Because Atma is already one's own self. Moksha is already one's own self, one's own surupo. Desire for self results in the attainment of one's own self, which is already there. Whereas desire for anything else is results in attainment of something which is not already there. So which comes will go. Which does not come will stay for forever. Got the point? Swasya ayam atma param brahma ittuktam. Because desire for knowledge of the truth is actually desire for one's own self, which is not gained. Which is gaining the already gained. Whereas desire for anything else other than the Atma is something attained, gained newly. Therefore, it will also go. The desires will continue to be there. Therefore, desire for Atma Jnanam is not like desire for anything else. That assumed question also he answered now. Do you find it useful?
Yes, Swamini. Yes, I have a question.
Yeah.
All of our efforts is to try to know the Atma. That's why we are learning all these.
Yeah.
Although we are already that, we don't still know that.
Yeah.
That's the desire, isn't it? The desire is mumukshutvam, is for knowing the Atma.
Yeah.
But here it is saying that there is no desire for Atma because it is already, you are that.
Yeah, the reason, that's what I'm saying. The thing is, the desire can be considered as a desire only if the desire is for something, anything other than yourself. See, in fulfilling the desire, there's no gain involved here. You are not getting anything other getting which is not with you already. See, when any desire is fulfilled, you are getting something newly which you do not have already. Whereas in fulfilling the desire for knowledge, you are not getting anything newly. You only take ownership of what you are already. There's no gain. In desire for knowledge, there's no gain. Yeah. It's just knowing. See, illada ondrai adaivadillai. Paramparulai patri arivil illadai adaivadillai. Munname irukkindradai aridalukku vandu adu aashiyum solla mudiyadhu endra
solraacha.
Thank you, sir. See, you are not getting something which you do not have already. In knowing the self, you only take ownership of what you are already. In knowing self, in knowledge, desire for knowledge. Whereas in desire for anything other than the self, you are getting something which you do not have, subject to get lost also. Therefore, desire for self is not a desire. At least now he finished answering the first Purupakshi's question has been answered. Is it very clear now? Okay. Please read the book and get back to me if you have any doubt in what Swamiji has written. Read it. If you find it difficult to read Sanskritam, if you go through the transliterations of Shankara's commentary, English language, and put all the English sentences together, you can understand, definitely. All right. So, argument or the doubt presented by the Purimimamsaka number 1 has been completely answered. Now he is going to easily answer the second Mimamsaka also, which we will see in the next class. Okay, I'll see you soon.